It's April, and it's time to make it rain success. Get charged up with information and inspiration as Pat Counsell and special guests share ways to get better health, more wealth, and ways to build some amazing relationships. This is your year to do life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsell. This is Magnificent Monday, and it is April 25th. So we are really winding down. This month is pretty much over, but just because the month is almost over, that is not a reason to give up. If you're not making it rain success this month, hey, don't fret, because you still got time, right? You still got time in 2016 to make your amazing goals happen. Today, we're going to talk about say what you're going to do. I'm going to talk to you about why it's so important for you to say what you're going to do. And I'm going to give you five really pertinent, important, strong reasons for you to say what you're going to do. And then I just might give you a bonus. You guys know sometimes I get on a roll and hey, then a bonus pops up. So anyway, before we kind of jump off into our topic for today, let me let you know what's going on. We've got Sylvia Walker, who's going to be on our show on Thursday. And Sylvia is the CEO of a company called Natural As I Wanna Be. And it is a thriving business, and she makes natural products. And I have to tell you, if you have not been to her website, you've got to check her website out, you guys. But you're going to hear more about Sylvia Walker later in the week, and then you're going to hear from Sylvia Walker on Thursday. Also, I am still super excited about my book, The Power of Intentional Goal Setting. You know, you can go ahead and order that book now. And what I've done is I have actually decided to add some bonuses to the book just for you. When you order the book, The Power of Intentional Goal Setting, you are going to find that there are some bonuses that are included in the book. So it's not just a book. It is a workbook. It's easy to go through. But I can tell you, you're going to understand a lot about what it means to be on point and intentional with your life. And one of the bonuses that I have in the book, it's called The Soul of Goal Achievement. And so I'm going to talk to you about the role that your soul plays in goal achievement, not your S-O-L-E, but your S-O-U-L. There, I think I spelled that right. Of course I did. So your soul. So you're going to learn the role that your soul plays. And when you understand that connection, I can assure you that you are going to achieve on a much higher level. In the book, The Power of Intentional Goal Setting, you are going to find out some very different ways to achieve your goals. And these aren't new ways that I just thought up, but these are time-proven, time-tested concepts that really do work. It's just that we've been taught a very basic way of setting goals. And so with that being said, you guys, you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com/goal-setting, and you can get the book. Now you can order the book right now from the website. And I can tell you the price, it's going to change again. Why? Because I added some new things to the book and we've added lots of new bonuses. I've also included a 15-day tracking for increasing personal prosperity. So you've got 15 days, simple step-by-step methods that you can follow, and it is going to give you a lot of clarity as to how to increase your personal prosperity. So if you're one of those people, you've been itching to get more wealth and you want to have more wealth, then I can tell you, you really want to check this book out. You guys, it is a great book. And I'm not just saying it because I wrote it. I'm saying it because of the techniques that are in the book. They really do work. The other thing is check out our Power Achievement Club. I've got a great video there. You can go right there on the homepage and you'll see it. Click on the link and you can watch the video that talks about the Power Achievement Club and what it's all about and what it can do for your life. This is your year to make your life happen, to get the things that you've always wanted to get. And this isn't just about things. This is about having the better health and more wealth, and also, you know, building those supportive and fruitful relationships, and really finally kind of putting it all, wrapping it all up in a nice, neat package. I don't care what anybody out there says. You know, people talk about all the things that are going on in our country today, and they make it sound as though there's nothing that we can do about it. You are not helpless. You are not hopeless. And so find out what you can do as it relates to making your life better, because I find that if each person takes personal responsibility for their own lives, then guess what happens? Things get better. Sometimes they get better almost instantly. Something to think about, isn't it? So check out the Power Achievement Club video. And also you can check out the page to see all the goodies that I have there for you. All right, let's talk about why it's so important for you to say what you're going to do. So our show for today is Say What You're Going to Do. Listen, we hear a lot about the power of the spoken word, but are we really convinced that this works? And if you say yes, then I have a question for you. Do you always speak life to your life? Do you speak words of power? Do you speak words that will uplift you and take you into the lifestyle that you want to have? Well, I'm going to give you 5 points, and I might give you a bonus. It depends on how much I talk today or how much time we have. But you're definitely going to get five tips that will explain to you why it's so important for you to say what you're going to do. And really what this show is about is getting what you want and really using your words to empower you to get the things that you want. And we're not just talking about affirmations. And as a matter of fact, just really quickly, my book, The Power of Intentional Goal Setting, I write about affirmations and I talk about how to really make them work. Because if you're one of those people and you've been reading affirmations since you were like a baby and you're not getting what you want, there's some little tricks to it. All right, they're not tricks, but there's a method that you must follow in order to get to where it is you want to be. Okay, so let me get right to my first tip. Speaking of getting the things that you want, you know, when you talk about saying what you're going to do, what are you going to do for your life? What goals have you really set for your life that you're really paying attention to? These are some very good strategies that will keep you inspired and empowered to get to where it is you want to be. So the first tip that I have for you is say what your life is going to be like, because you can speak life to your health, to your finances, and your relationships. So speak life to your health, your finances, and your relationships. So when we talk about saying what you're going to do, what I'm saying to you is that instead of talking about everything that's wrong with you, I find sometimes that we kind of get a little off track when we start to talk about everything that's wrong with us. And I don't know if we do it because we want people to have empathy for us or sympathize with us or say, oh, you poor baby, which is that sympathy? Yeah. But anyway, the thing is, though, is that you want to speak power. It doesn't mean, though, that you can't have some challenges and issues and that you have to act like you're a perfect person. But it does mean that you don't want to always go to a position of weakness. That should not be your default position in life. Think about it. I mean, even, you know, biblically speaking, if you feel like you're a weak person, I mean, the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. And so if that's the case, then why don't you speak your strength instead of speak your weaknesses? So put more attention on your strengths. Put more attention on what you're going to do. As it relates to your health, if you say you're going to exercise, or if you want to exercise, speak it out. Say it. I'm going to exercise. And here's the beautiful part. To get the best results, don't say I'm going to do it tomorrow or I'm going to start next week. Just say I'm going right now. And then get up and do a jumping jack or something, all right? Because you're reinforcing in your brain that, listen, I'm serious and we're doing this. So you can speak life to your health, to your finances, and your relationship. If you are having financial challenges, the key is to speak life to those financial challenges. Now, I could stay on that one point through the entire show. So I have to say this. If we don't get through all 5 points, then yeah, we're going to do a part two on this tomorrow because I don't want to keep you guys all day. You guys have a life, right? Of course you do. But then again, you guys could listen to me pretty much all day, couldn't you? Okay, that's just my ego talking. Anyway, back to the subject. The point is that you can speak life to your health, to your finances, and your relationships. And you really want to purpose your mind and your mouth to do that. The second thing is that you want to say what you're going to do because it's the first step to planting the right seeds. Now, everything that I'm giving you, these aren't my personal opinions. These are actually scriptural. You can actually go to the Bible and you can find every single tip that I'm going to give you, every point I'm going to give you this morning, and you can actually find a scripture that supports every single thing that I'm saying. So what's the big deal about that? As I often say on the show, these are what you call universal or spiritual principles. And principles, they don't bend. And as John Gordon said when he was on our show, they are unbreakable, unbreakable. So the thing about that is you can go and find these concepts that I'm giving you. And that means that these are principles that no matter whether you believe them or not, they still stand. So you say what you're going to do because it's the first step to planting the right seeds and bringing the right things into your life and the things that you say that you want. This is how you start to put things in motion to form the life that you keep saying that you want. This is how you kind of do life with power. You do life with power by speaking power words about your life. So you want to say what you're going to do because this is how you plant those seeds and put your life in motion. You put it on a track. And here's the thing. You're saying what you're going to do anyway. Most of the time, we're saying what we're going to do. We're just not speaking it in our favor. And so you want to speak things in your favor. And as a result of you doing that and planting those seeds, opportunities are going to present themselves to you. And the beautiful part about it is that you will recognize those opportunities. Because here's the thing, when you speak against you and your success and what you're going to do, or you put yourself down because you think it's cute and it's not, then when you do that, then what happens is even when opportunities present themselves, your self-esteem will not allow you, first of all, to accept it, and nor will you be able to recognize it because you're too busy looking at something that is against everything that you are. And who are you? You're a person who's built by design to win. Every human being is built by design to win, to carry out a very specific purpose. And when you can start to recognize that and accept that, now you can put your life in motion and put it towards something or in a direction that's going to bring you the best return. So first thing we've got that you can speak life to your health, finances, and your relationships. So that's why you want to say what you're going to do. Second thing is you say what you're going to do because it's the first step to planting the right seeds. Now, here's the third thing. The third thing is that you want to say what you're going to do and speak your success with a boldness because your words, they can either condemn or justify you. Once again, that's a biblical principle or biblical concept, and which makes it a spiritual or universal principle. You can find that in Matthew 12. I think it's 36 verse, somewhere in there. So go look it up or Google it. But the point is that your words can condemn or justify you. So you want to speak your success with a boldness. Speak words of kindness. Speak words that uplift you and speak words that uplift others. You want to justify your life and your success. And you justify your life by your successes. And when we talk about success, we're not just talking about money. You know, you're a success if you've gone out and you've put something into the lives of other people. If you've shared something that's going to make someone's life better or enlighten someone or educate someone, or you've done something that's going to help someone get to the next level. So the thing about this is that this is how you justify you. So you want to justify your life and your successes. You want to prove yourself to be right and reasonable by speaking words that add to your life and add to the life of others. When you can uplift someone else other than yourself, now you are justifying you as opposed to condemning your whole life. See, that what you put out, what comes out of your mouth, it's going to come back to you. So if you see someone who's smart, you know, tell them they're smart. You know, I've had people say things like, well, you know you're smart, so I don't want to tell you because I don't want it to go to your head. So let me get this straight. If I already know I'm smart and it hasn't gone to my head yet, When is it going to get there? So my point is that what is the value in saying things that that would try and bring a person, what I call bring them down a peg or two? What is that all about? I mean, the truth of the matter is whatever you say to someone else, that's why I don't take things like that personally. Why? Because I feel for the person who says those kinds of things. Because the truth of the matter is they don't think enough of themselves to say something good or say something kind or say something that's going to uplift someone else. They think that by giving a compliment, they are in fact saying something that, as they would say, that would go to the person's head. You know what? What's wrong with speaking, letting a person know that they're good at something, letting a person know that, hey, wow, you are awesome. And I have to ask you at this point, when was the last time you gave a person a compliment? And so if not, hey, remember that every time you put something good out, those good words are going to come right back to you because the thought actually never leaves you. The words leave you, or I would say the vibrations that come out of your mouth. Yeah, those leave you. They go somewhere, but they boomerang and come right back at you. But the thought never leaves you. So when you can say something kind about someone, or you can call someone pretty, or you can tell someone that they're smart, what you're saying is these are your thoughts. So you're actually reinforcing how amazing you are too. So there you have it. So that's just in case the ego needs a little boost. Sometimes we have to, you know, put it in a term where the person, you show someone what's in it for them. But anyway, so your words can condemn or justify you. So let your words justify your life. And here's the fourth one. Your words, they reveal what's in your heart. So you want to say what you're going to do. You know, in my book, The Power of Intentional Goal Setting, I wrote about how powerful the heart and desire connection is. And I included some interactive exercises to help the reader bring out your heart's desire. Recognize your heart's desire when it comes to your goals and when it comes to the things that you say that you want. I don't know why people think it's cutesy to downplay getting the life that you want, to downplay getting the things that you want, to pretend that you don't want the highest and best, or to say things like, oh, no, I don't need that. No, I don't want it. Listen, if someone's offering you a gift, you take it, and you take it with confidence. You take it because what you're saying is what you're doing, what's happening is if somebody's been prompted to do something for you, and you accept it and you accept it with confidence, what you're saying to this wide universe is that, yes, I'm open to receiving every ounce of good that there is for me. I'm not going to turn down any blessings. I'm not going to turn down anything good that's coming into my life because it is setting the tone for me to receive even more. So you really want to understand what's going on when you talk about what you're going to do, when you say what you're going to do, and when you don't pretend that you don't desire more. You see, it is really important that we understand that when we start saying what we're going to do, that we become like this amazing magnet. And we shouldn't be afraid to say that, what we're going to do. We should feel safe. But unfortunately, sometimes you can't say everything that you want. And the reason why you can't say it around certain people is because they think you're greedy, or they think you, what is it called? I think it's called high-minded or high and mighty or whatever. They think that you think you're better than other people. Why? Because you want to have the best. We were not put here to settle for less than the best. That's how it is. I mean, think about it. Since the beginning of time, when God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they had everything. They didn't want for anything. That is inherently in every single human being. That's why when we can't get the highest and best, well, some people scheme to get it. Why? Because they decide that they don't want to have the patience or they don't want to take the time to learn how to get it the right way. But my point I'm making here is that it's inherently in all of us to go for the highest and best. Okay, now that's not a license to go out and scheme. You guys aren't schemers. You wouldn't be listening to this show if you were. So anyway, I'll move on and I'll smack my own hand for saying that. But the point I'm making to you guys is that, listen, your words reveal what's in your heart. And if you're always speaking against your own, let's say your own goals and pretending that you don't want something, then if you don't get it, or if you find life to be a constant struggle, gee, I wonder why. That's why. So you really want to kind of say what's in your heart and don't speak against what's in your heart. I mean, for example, like I know people who say, well, I love her, but I've heard guys, you know, say this, some of my guy friends, I love her, but, you know, I'm not going to tell her because it's going to go to her head. How ridiculous is that? Love is what causes women to thrive. It's what we're made of. It's the essence of us. And so, as a matter of fact, it's the essence of everything. And so I'm thinking, do you realize how silly you sound and how immature you sound when you say that? Listen, if you love a person, male or female, tell them, say what's in your heart. And see, it's not about their reaction to what you're saying. It's about, remember, the thought never leaves you. The words do, or the vibrations that come off of the words leave you, but it boomerangs and it brings you back what you really want. So if you love someone and you're speaking it, guess what? It's going out. It's going to boomerang back. Your thoughts are thoughts of love because the thought never leaves you. So it doesn't go away. It's in your head. So now what are you? You're just like a walking magnet for love. And when we talk about that, okay, I can hear some people out there saying, really? Well, I'm shifting my thoughts because I am so done with this love thing. I want to clear something up about that. I hear people speak against love, but I want to tell you something. If you've had challenges as it relates to love and these kinds of things, love doesn't fail. The Bible says God is love. And I hear sometimes people who talk about relationships, it takes more than love. No, if you truly understand what love is, love really is all you need. But that's a story for another day. And we will talk about it someday soon. You guys know I always talk about love in February. So we might have to wait till February. But my point that I'm making is, do not hesitate to say what's in your heart. Don't be afraid to say what's in your heart. And don't worry about the return. You're going to get the return. And that's the part where you have to be careful. Because if you reveal what's in your heart and what's in your heart isn't good, yeah, you're going to get that too. So you really want to say what you're going to do. And you want to speak about it in a manner such that it's going to bring you the highest and best. Ah, number five, here we go. Now, this is also a biblical concept, which, as we know, this is a, you guessed it, universal / spiritual principle. And so you want to get rid of corrupt communication. And that's Ephesians 4:29. I actually wrote that one down. And so you want to get rid of corrupt communication. Now, this is not just about gossip, because that is corrupt communication, or lying on someone, which is also corrupt communication, or saying mean, nasty things, which is still corrupt communication. So it's not just about that, but it's also about how you speak about yourself. And to speak against yourself is corrupt communication. Think about that. When you say things that put you down, that's corrupt communication. Because you're saying mean things about yourself. And remember, the thought doesn't leave you. The words, the vibrations off of the words, that leaves you, and it's going to boomerang and bring you something back. So when we talk about saying what you're going to do, do you understand the power of what's going to come back into your life and what you're going to get? You're going to get something amazing, I tell you. You really are. And that's the exciting part about understanding how powerful your words really are. And being able to accept the fact that it's okay for you to say what you want in your life and to speak good things into your life and to speak power from a position of power and not cower down. Listen, I don't care what they put on television, and I don't think I'm going to get on my soapbox today, but I'll say it like this. Some of the stuff that's on TV, it's just not, it's not telling you the truth about how powerful you are. So you really want to do your own homework, and you want to connect with people where you're in a safe haven, where you can speak your highest and best without somebody thinking that you're arrogant. Now, if you spend the entire time talking about yourself, well, that's just annoying. And okay, quite frankly, quite boring. But the point is, well, if you're just speaking your goals and you want validation and you want someone to affirm you, and you want someone to cheer you on and say, hey, you can do this and it's going to happen for you, then yeah, you want to connect with those kind of groups and get that kind of support. And where I'm kind of going with this is that that's kind of a little bit about what our Power Achievement Club is all about. Now, it's not just a rah-rah club, because many of you know that I'm a certified life coach, and actually I've been doing it for before I even knew what certification was. All right, I knew what it was. I just didn't want to get it, but I got it. So the thing is that I've been helping people achieve their goals before I officially became a goal achievement strategist. And so my point that I'm making is, in the Power Achievement Club, you are going to get very specific strategies that you don't hear on our show here, and that you don't see in our Power Up Today newsletter. So you're not going to get everything from these two areas. The other things, we give you very specific information that will help you to stay on point and achieve your goals. And there's nothing better than connecting to a group of people that think the way you do about success. Because unfortunately, sometimes family, friends, and people that we really would hope would cheer us on, we hope they would cheer us on, they don't. They don't come through for us. And it doesn't make them bad people. Sometimes they don't cheer you on because they're afraid for you. So my point is that you want to get rid of the corrupt communication. And one of the best ways to do that is to kind of speak for yourself, speak for your success, speak about your success, say what you're going to do, and connect with people who are going to affirm it as soon as you say it. You know, there's power in that. And one day we're going to talk about the power of agreement between people and what that can do, the kind of energy and impact that can have on your life. Can you imagine being a part of a group where you can not only speak that, but also whenever you run into obstacles and you get stuck, you can get answers to your issues? So we got some really good stuff here today. So you want to get rid of corrupt communication. Do not speak against yourself. Don't speak against your own success, because that's corrupt communication also. We think it's all about what we're doing for someone else. Sometimes it's about what we're doing to ourselves. And yes, we got a few minutes left, and so I will give you a bonus. How exciting. Okay, and here's a bonus. Guard your words. Say what you're going to do. Say what you want to do. And then once you've done that, you want to be sure and leave the frivolous words out of it. Now, what are frivolous words? Frivolous words are where you say what you're going to do, and then you allow someone to make you upset, and you speak against your own success. Well, forget it then. Frivolous. That's frivolous. So you want to guard those words. No, you don't want to forget it. There's a reason why you set the goal. There's a reason why you got on that path. There's a reason why something inside you inspired you to go in that direction. So when we talk about that, that you're inspired to go in a certain direction, you want to be sure to guard your words and watch what you're saying. Hey, you guys, that's really all I have for you today, but I think that's enough, right? So you even got the bonus in. Listen, say what you're going to do. And of course, if you say it enough, eventually you're going to get up and you're going to do it. You're going to make it happen. We hear about the power in the spoken word. And believe me, there's a lot of power in your words. But in order for you to get the tremendous amount of power that you need, then, and to really kind of develop the discipline to speak for your success and not against your success, if you're a person who's having a challenge with that, you want to be connected to people who speak success only, and they do their best to stay on point, and they will politely kind of not necessarily correct you and make you feel badly about what you're saying, but they will politely kind of help you curve that way of speaking until you adopt it as a habit where you can start to say what you're going to do and you can become your own best friend. Listen, that's all I have for you guys today. So we're going to be back with more on Designing Your Life Today. And you guys go to our website, check out my new book, The Power of Intentional Goal Setting. Go to designyourlifetoday.com. Actually, it's right there on the homepage. You can click on the link. And also check out the Power Achievement Club video. You can find out more about the Power Achievement Club and why I set it up just for you. Hey, have a great day. Enjoy this magnificent Monday and do life with power.